by Barfoot and Thompson. On today's show, we chat with the fabulous Tapri Hewitt, mortgage advisor extraordinaire, to get her take on growing your investments in this current market. Plus, we're heading to the Bay of Plenty to check out what's happening in their region. Kia ora and welcome to Property Matters. Don't forget each week you can listen live on Planet FM 104.6 FM in Auckland or head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio to download our weekly episodes. And remember, if you've got any questions you would like answered by our legal team, send us an email to propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. Now, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome back to the show a good friend, Tapri Hewitt, who not only is going to chat to us all things financial tonight, but is actually giving up time on her holiday. She's beaming in from Rarotonga. Welcome back, Tapri.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for having me back. And yes, I am on the island, or the beautiful island of Aitutaki in the Cook Islands.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really jealous because when we're pre-recording this, it is a miserable wet day here in Auckland, and I bet you've had sunshine.
Oh, we've definitely had some sunshine. It's beautiful here. Gorgeous.
So tell our listeners, in case they haven't caught up with you before, a little bit about you and your journey that led up to being managing director of your own company.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I have always had a significant interest in property at a young age, and that has stemmed from my father. And so I've always had this desire to sort of own my own home, but not only own my own home, to accumulate or acquire more property. And funnily enough, that game Monopoly, I was pretty good at that game, and just seeing how the concept is all the same, right? You buy property, you accumulate that, you buy the hotel and all of that, and then people land on your area and they have to pay you. So I've always loved that game, and that's where it sort of stemmed from as well.
That's brilliant. And tell us a little bit now about your company.
Yeah, so Hewitt Mortgages is a boutique company in Auckland, based in Ponsonby. We have two advisors and an assistant working with us. We have grown over the last couple of years. We have, I guess, a diverse range of clients, from first home buyers to property investors. Actually, property investors make up a small portion of our client base. It's mainly first home buyers, as well as our existing clients who actually own property. And those are the ones that are really looking to purchase the investment property because they feel they have the equity in their property to purchase.
Right. So what is it about the whole financial side and investing that you love so much?
Well, money is an interesting thing, isn't it? When you, I think when I see retirement, and I've seen a lot of friends and family retire over the years. Some have ended up with nothing. They have a huge reliance on the government for the pension, and that to me, I think, has really triggered something in me that I need to help people, think about what property can do for you in terms of financial well-being, being able to live free in retirement. That has been quite a important aspect for myself. So if I can help one or two people live well in retirement, then hey, that would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we think about our retirement enough till it's too late. You suddenly hit those 40s and go, ooh, will my children become lawyers and look after me?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's really good to think about investing, albeit whether it's property or managed funds. It's really important to think about that from an early age.
Absolutely. What do you think is one of the biggest challenges facing property investors these days?
Yeah, so one of the biggest challenges is the deposit that's required. So if you're wanting to purchase an existing property, one that's already built, it's not a new build, You know, you have to have a 40% deposit. That is a huge barrier for people wanting to get onto the property, onto the investment property ladder, and also your ability to meet the bank affordability or lending criteria. With the interest rates being significantly high, people are struggling to meet the bank servicing criteria. So, yeah, those are some of the struggles.
Yeah, and after a booming 2020 and 2021, despite a pandemic, who would have thought? But how have your clients fared in the tougher light of 2022?
Yeah, look, it has been tough. The property market in general has been tough with 2022 and for our clients. So we had a lot of our clients, you know, lock in at quite low interest rates in 2020, and some have just come off their fixed rates. And now are having to, you know, lock in at double the rates, even triple in some cases. It is very expensive. That means the repayments are, you know, have doubled, and they've had to review their budgets and make sure that they can afford their loan repayments. So it's been tough.
It has. If we switch now to sort of first home buyers, what advice would you give someone thinking about buying their first property to live in themselves?
The advice I would give someone purchasing their first property is, first of all, engage an amazing mortgage broker like myself.
And start the conversation early. Yeah,
absolutely. Start the conversation early. There's so many first home buyers that hold back because they think properties are out of reach. But if they engage the right person early on, even if they're not ready, can put them on the, you know, on the right path. Set a plan. I mean, I've been working with some clients for well over a year, and all of a sudden they've bought. And that's because we've put them on a plan, they've checked in from time to time, and when the right time hits, then I guide them through the whole property buying process and their finances. So another piece of advice I would give first home buyers, just make sure you reduce that consumer debt. That is a huge barrier to getting lending or meeting the bank's requirements. So you've got to make sure that, you know, it's as clean as possible, but of course engage somebody first.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned earlier with investors needing a 40% deposit. Is it the same for a first home buyer if they're going to live at it themselves?
So if it's a first home buyer, and depending on your circumstances, so it's anywhere from 5% to 20% deposit. So when I talk about 5%, there are obviously certain criteria you have to meet, but with 5%, it's definitely, it's called like a first home loan. Various banks offer these types of products. But it is very strict lending criteria. So really, you have the deposit, you've got to demonstrate that you have saved at least the 5%, and that's through KiwiSaver, also, you know, your first home grants and all of that sort of thing counts towards the deposit. Once you've got your 5%, if you meet the criteria in terms of if you're a single buyer and you earn no more than $95,000, and if you are joint, it's max $150,000, then, you know, by all means, you should be engaging ourselves to talk about how we can get you on the property ladder for sure.
That's cool. Obviously, engaging yourself as a professional is so important. What other professionals do they need to think about alongside a mortgage advisor should we be engaging in the purchase of a property?
Yeah, sure. So this is the beauty about coming through Hewitt Mortgages. I'm surrounded by so many amazing networks who can absolutely help our clients, you know, with whatever needs is required. So conveyancing lawyers, insurance advisors, I only deal with people that I trust and that I've used myself. So really we're a one-stop shop. You don't even need to worry about that stuff. I will guide you through that process. When the time is right to engage, for example, a lawyer, I will connect you with a lawyer if you don't have one. When the time comes to engage with a insurance advisor, again, I'll connect you with the insurance advisor. So you don't have to worry about that. We want to make it really simple for our clients to, you know, to go through this process. It is very stressful as it is. So we just want to make it easy.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, we had the author, Nicole Lewis, author of Property Quadrants, on the show, and she said exactly what you just said. You know, if you're going to purchase your home, whether it's your first or your fifth, use a professional who networks everyone together for you, and also let them do the hard work. That's what they're skilled at, rather than you trying to jump around or jump on Mr. Google to find out. Is it ever too late to buy your first home?
Oh, look, it's never too late at all to buy your first home. I actually had a first home buyer probably a few months ago purchase at the age of 62 years old.
Brilliant.
63 years young, I should say.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a few hoops we have to jump through, but it just depends. Everyone's situation is completely different. As long as we've got strong mitigants and a strong exit strategy for that particular client, absolutely we can get them into a house. So it's never, ever too late.
Now, if you're an investor who perhaps already has their first property or two and are looking to get more, how do your team help achieve that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, lucky for them, I'm already an experienced property investor and I'm still active in the market. So I live and breathe this stuff. So when they come to Hewitt Mortgages, I pretty much assess their financial situation, just like anything, really understanding what their goals and objectives are. Is retirement important to them? Is, you know, how many houses will they need to create that passive income that they will be satisfied with? So it's really understanding on a case-by-case basis what everyone's, you know, wants or needs are, and then we go from there. So it's a full assessment of somebody's financial situation, their goals and objectives, and we absolutely put a plan together and help them achieve those goals.
Brilliant. And once you've got your property, how often should we be looking at refinancing? What's the goal to check in to make sure we still have the best deal?
Absolutely. I still think that, you know, an annual review is really, really important. You know, see if it fits the purpose. For example, we've got interest rates that are significantly high and they are continuing to increase. If clients are coming off in the next year, they're probably going to want to review and see whether they should be thinking about breaking that particular interest rate and maybe locking in longer term. Maybe, you know, every situation is different. And that's why we say at Hewitt Mortgages to ensure that you're having your annual review. If you're not sure, reach out to us and we can absolutely help you and review your mortgage for you.
Brilliant. Now, you and I have often talked about non-bank lenders. Can you tell us a little bit more about them and the place that they have in the market?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So our non-banks, they absolutely play a crucial role in our market. They are often referred to as second-tier lenders. They do provide a solution where your main bank can't actually offer you a solution. So these are clients with potentially their credit scores have been hindered or their credit ratings have got, you know, adverse credit in the past. They may have significant consumer debt, something like that. These banks provide a short-term solution for a long-term gain. So we don't really specialise in the non-bank space, but we have put a few customers through there. And that's because these customers, we feel, once we've, you know, provided a strategy for them to go to the second tier space, we also create an exit strategy to bring them back to a main bank. And that is the most important thing. We don't just think about taking somebody to a lender and leaving them there. So that is purely transactional. For us, you know, we look at the whole picture and we want to make sure that we are improving people's financial situation. So short-term solution, take them to a second tier lender, get what they need, and then when the time is right, we refinance them back to a main bank.
Yeah, brilliant. Yes, I guess for a bank, it's much more of a positive outcome if they can see they've already got the property, they're paying off their debt well.
Absolutely. Yep. When they've consolidated all their debt, also, I guess the other thing to think about is, you know, potentially their property may have increased in value as well. If they would have waited to get their credit right and all of that sort of thing, potentially the property priced themselves out of the property market.
Now, you mentioned at the start your father sparked your interest in property and finances. So as a parent yourself, what advice have you given your own children when it comes to saving and investments?
Absolutely. I talk very openly about money to my children. They actually know our financial situation. I think that is really important that they understand, you know, how we earn our money, what we actually do with our money, how much things cost, all of that. My advice to our children is to make sure they start early. They start by saving their money potentially for a property, and that they invest as early as possible. That is key to this whole thing, is investing early, start getting on the property ladder as early as possible. And then, potentially over time, your property value will grow, and then already you've got, massive amounts of equity in your property that will give you options to purchase again. Mm. Our son, Isaac, actually has, he already has a Sharesies portfolio. He has increased his key. So this is one of the other things as well, as I asked him when he started his part-time job, is to increase his KiwiSaver to the maximum. And he has done that since he started his first job. So by the time he goes into full-time work, once he's graduated, he'll have full-time income. He'll be in the habit of just saving, putting that 8 to 10% away in KiwiSaver. He already knows how to save. He's already invested in Sharesies, and he's just been 20 years old. So start early is my advice. Yeah. Do not rack up that consumer debt, guys. That is the thing that really gets our younger generation in trouble. It is so easy to hit to easy credit and afterpays and all of that, buy now, pay later. So my advice is...
Yeah, I think as parents, we need to play quite a part around financial literacy for our children. To a point, it's taught in schools, but probably nowhere near enough.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's... Actually, I was just talking to my daughter, who's 11 years old, and she actually mentioned the other day that they are discussing money in their school.
Brilliant.
Absolutely fabulous. The other thing they did at their school was they had a market, and each of the students were tasked to, to set up their business, and sort of whatever profit they made, they could divvy that amongst themselves. But the goal was to set up their business and understand where their money was going. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is very cool. Awesome. Now, your company's grown a lot since you first started. Tell us a little bit now about your long-term goals.
Yeah, sure. So my long-term goals, it's been up and down because the property market has been quite unpredictable. So sort of, and with COVID, been really difficult trying to understand where we want to go. Do we want to grow or do we not want to grow? But there's a massive demand out there. So our plan is to have no more than 10 advisors nationwide, because we operate nationwide. I feel it's important for our clients to see us in person as well, not just via Zoom. I guess the demand for our services has picked up. And the old school way of thinking is, who's got the best rates, that sort of thing, that's why you go to an advisor. Yeah. No, we're more than that. We offer financial advice and strategy and, what your long-term vision is. And we try and help you meet those goals and objectives. And clients are realizing, oh, yes, this is not just, and I always say it, don't I, Stephen, this is not just a transaction. Yeah. This is it's a transformation for our clients. It's big picture stuff. We are looking to bring quite a few people on board, so that our name is out there and we're helping as many people as we can.
Brilliant. Awesome. So not only if you're looking for a mortgage broker, but if you are a financial advisor looking to join an awesome company, maybe you need to get in touch. You mentioned about going nationwide, but at the moment, can someone outside of Auckland still get in touch and you'll remotely work with them?
For sure, for sure. We have clients all over New Zealand, down in Queenstown, right up to, right up north. It's fabulous that these clients are seeing us all over social media. Or our biggest actual referrer is... Our existing clients, people that we've dealt with before. They are talking about our services and just putting their friends and families and networks in touch with Hewitt Mortgages, and it's absolutely fantastic that we can deliver that service.
That's awesome. So how can people get in touch with you?
Sure. So you can look up our website, hewittmortgages.co.nz, and our phone number is right there. It's quite easy. Just look us up online. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. So don't hesitate to reach out to us, whether you send me a messenger or, send us a message on our website. That's how you can contact us.
Fantastic. And let them know you heard Tāpiri on Property Matters. Well, we're going to let you go and jump back in the ocean now, you lucky thing, as I get my umbrellas ready for the walk home. Thanks so much for joining us once again. If we don't catch up before Christmas, have an amazing Christmas, and we'll talk again next year and see what 2023 is looking like.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the amazing interview, Stephen. Thank you.
picture of your perfect place and feel the music in this perfect space. She said that I wanna dance all night. I wanna dance all night. Please don't dance all night.
Was an old favourite of mine. The song is Thanks to You from the group Rise. Now I'm delighted to welcome to Property Matters the wonderful Raywin Stanaway coming in from Barfoot & Thompson's Tauranga branch. Welcome to the show, Raywin.
Thank you, Stephen. Nice to be here.
Great to have you here. Now before we sort of talk about Tauranga and Barfoot & Thompson's expansion there, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your journey that led up to this role looking after their new branch.
Well, I've been with Barfoot & Thompson for, I think I'm in my 11th year now, and I actually started my journey in the Grey Lynn office as a letting agent. And I actually spent the best part, 9 years there, eventually becoming head of property management. And when the opportunity came up for the new branch in Tauranga, it was, why not? I've got some family down this way and I love the area and it looked like a nice challenge for me. So hence I hit and no regrets.
Good, good, good to hear. And what is it about real estate and in particular property management, because that's what your branch is currently running, that you love so much?
I think I just like dealing with the people. It's quite satisfying to know that you're not only looking after somebody's investment for them and getting the right people, but that you're actually also finding homes for people. And that doesn't matter whether they're a family or a flatting situation or some older people or people new to the country. It's just quite satisfying to match the right people up with the right property.
Absolutely. Now, Tauranga is the company's first move beyond the Bombay Hills. Barfoot & Thompson, well known for being Auckland and north. Do you know what their reasoning was behind expanding out to your sunny area?
Well, I think the reason is that for 100 years they've just been so successful and are so dominant in the Auckland Northland area. It just made sense for them to sort of travel a bit further afield and put that offering to other parts of the country. And, you know, it's a bit of security for the company too, I guess, you know, just not having all their eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Yeah.
And made sense.
Yeah, I bet during those COVID lockdown times in Auckland when parts of the country were out and about, there might have been a moment of hoping to have had branches elsewhere. Now, you said earlier you were originally from Grey Lynn, so that's a big move to pack up and head to Tauranga. Were you excited about this change?
Yeah, I was. Well, I'm actually born and bred from the North Shore in Auckland, and I used to commute across to Grey Lynn every day. But I liked working in that inner city or city fringe environment, which is quite different to where we're working now. Although our office is in the Tauranga CBD, it's slightly less hectic than the Auckland CBD, although there is a lot of activity going on with roadworks and development down here. So it's quite a lot of things happening down here.
And, are the parking wardens out and about like they are in central Auckland?
They are at the moment, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, what have you noticed are some of the differences, if any, between rental properties and their owners and tenants across the two cities? Do you notice a change in the Tauranga area?
No, not a great deal. A lot of the property owners in the Tauranga area are actually from Auckland and other parts of the country. So, you know, there's a lot of investment properties down here, probably because there's been a lot of new development and a lot of new subdivisions that have been sold as investment properties. Particularly, I mean, Papamoa just about goes all the way to Te Puke now. And, you know, we look after properties from Katikati down to Te Puke. So that's quite a big geographical area. And, yeah, it's pretty much same stuff, different city, really. But yeah. It's good.
What do you think is one of the biggest challenges facing landlords these days, regardless of where they are in the country?
I think probably the amount of compliance and, you know, changes to legislation has been quite a hard thing for a lot of people to work through, which is why we're really pleased that we can help landlords along that road. It, you know, there's just been so much going on in the last couple of years. It's it can be quite mind-boggling, but as you probably know, the legislation is forcing people to make homes healthy, which we're all for. You know, it's you know, people should live in good homes, and we can help people work through that process of what's required, what the timelines are, and how we can get assessments of their properties done for them.
Yeah, that reminder, that a property manager is just going to take that stress off a private landlord trying to navigate that path.
Absolutely. It can be actually quite mind-boggling, but, yeah, our team, you know, they can arrange the assessments and, yeah, know they're experts in all that legislation. We have such good company training. We're kept up to date with all of that.
Now, speaking of your team, they're rapidly growing. What is your long-term goals for this branch?
Well, the long-term goal is to become the number one property management business in Tauranga and the Bay of Plenty, I guess. You know, as I said, we go from Katikati to Te Puke, so, you know, it's a big geographical area, and we've got a team of 7 property managers spread out over that area, all carrying a good portfolio. So, yeah, there's people, they're experts, and I think I added up our team. There's over 100 years property management experience in our team. Wow. So that's a lot of experience and people that have been doing it a long time and know their stuff. So
yeah. So in addition to a fabulous team, what do you think Barfoot and Thompson brings to your local market? I guess, you know, what is the Barfoot and Thompson difference that people can expect now that you've moved into Tauranga and the Bay of Plenty?
Well, I think they can expect family values because we are a family-owned company. There's no franchised offices in the company, and we are the Barfoot and Thompson company. We represent the company. We're owned by the, you know, the two Barfoot and Thompson families, and we're all on the same page. We're not a franchised office that's a separate business running in a separate area, and we've got that consistency, we've got that training, and we've got that investment from the directors in what we do.
Yeah, and clocking up, I guess, close to 20,000 tenancies, they're a brand that know what they're doing.
Absolutely, and I think we might have just tipped over that 20,000 actually. So
brilliant.
We're close to 700 properties we're running here in the Tauranga region, and we've been welcomed by landlords and tenants alike. A lot of our landlords, as I say, are familiar with the company already, and we're very pleased to see us.
Now, for a place to live, what have you noticed about your own lifestyle changes from escaping the big city?
Well, we bought a house in Omakaroa, which is a little village, probably about halfway between Katikati and Tauranga. So it's about 17 k's into work every day into the CBD. And it's just a relaxed, lovely little lifestyle. And it's down a little peninsula. We've got beaches. We've got the golf course with nature. There's lots of birds. Yeah, it's just lovely. It's just really nice. And, of course, then there's Papamoa with the big, lovely sandy beaches, which put your mind of the Gold Coast a bit, and new builds down there, a lot of family areas. And then there's all of the orchards and the agricultural areas with the avocados and kiwi fruit, of course, which Bay of Plenty is very famous for. So, yeah. It's just a great lifestyle.
You've just rattled off some really good things about the area. Because I was going to say, we often think of Tauranga as a place that people go and retire. I'm not sure if that's just the Winston Peters image of the area, but it's far more than that. The employment is up as well, I believe, so that should attract young people and families to move into the region.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a really big development happening in the central city, so they've sort of got this big, I think it's a 4-point or 8-point plan of each little area, and they're all going to work in together. So it's quite, they've got some big plans for here, and, you know, there's everything you need here. There's just about anything you want. You don't need to really go anywhere else, but it's the biggest port in the country for a start. So, you know, there's lots of activity down there. We had our first cruise ship in past COVID about 2 weeks ago, I think, and that was a huge celebration for the city.
Yeah.
It was a really big,
big I used gap. To live on the mall round in Mount Maunganui and watch the cruise ships coming in, and you did. You came out at 5 a.m, the bands would play. You kind of had no choice living right on the wharf, but it was always something really special, and this, the whole community came out to welcome in these strangers several times a year. It was really cool. I used to love it.
Really, really good. And as I say, it was quite a big event welcoming that first cruise ship. And I think it was a weekend before last. But, yeah, there was a big welcome, cultural welcome, and shone in with a few other things happening around here. And, of course, you know, we've got a lot happening. We've got the New Zealand Squash Open happening here over the next couple of weeks, and the Nations Cup. And Buffett and Thompson are sponsoring the New Zealand Women's Squash Open. So that's it's a good little event that we're really happy to be involved with. So, well, when I say little, it's got world champions. So it's nice that Tauranga can have some of those events. We had the Silver Ferns playing the Australians here 2 weeks ago. So that was nice. So having a Constellation Cup. So yeah, there's lots happening now. And last week we had the Tauranga Home Show, which was the first one in 2 years, and we went along to that, and we had a really good turnout of people out and about. So
brilliant. Well, I think you've sold it as a place to come and live. As we approach the end of the year, what sort of top tips do you have for your landlords when it comes to any seasonal maintenance as summer's kicking in?
Yeah, well, I think it would be a really good idea just to have a look at the exteriors of property. Sometimes you get that, you know, that sort of mildew and mould on the south side of houses, and maybe just a sort of water blasting, make sure that the pathways and everything have been cleaned off of any moss that might have built up over the year. Certainly a good time to look at any pruning, especially after the bit of spring growth. Just make sure that the properties are nice and easy for people to use over summer with grounds, you know, looking at decks, maybe water blasting or painting decks, and just making the properties more homely for their tenants. Because, you know, once upon a time, people used to rent as a temporary thing before they bought a house. These days, people rent for life. So they're there. And the nicer you can make the home, the better the tenant you're going to get and the longer you're going to keep them. So I think, you know, just so, and, you know, the other things you might want to think about, if you've had a really good tenant in there, maybe just giving them a little something over that Christmas period, even if it's a supermarket voucher or even a box of chocolates or a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to your tenants and they appreciate that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, if you've managed to sell Tauranga to someone who wants to head your way, or there's a local landlord that wants their property managed by the Buffett and Thompson team, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with us. They can either pop into our office at 267 Cameron Road. They can get in touch with us by email at tauranga.rental@buffett.co.nz, or they can go to Buffett and Thompson website. And they will find us there under, if they search for the Tauranga branch. And you'll be able to meet all our team online. And we're happy to give a market appraisal for the property and come around and chat about how we can help.
Brilliant. Thanks, Raywin. All the best in sunny Tauranga. And we'll look forward to perhaps checking in a year's time and seeing where the branch has grown to next.
Absolutely. Hope we see you all down here over the summer.
Well, thanks for tuning in today. Another great show. And a big thank you to Tapiri Hewitt for beaming in from her wonderful holiday and Raywin for joining us from the sunny Bay of Plenty. I guess the key takeaway from me from Tapiri's interview for first home buyers is getting that consumer debt down. It's all too accessible these days to sign up for store credit, buy now, pay later schemes and hire purchase. So we need to work hard to keep these at a minimum. And if you do have them, perhaps chat to your bank about a debt consolidation loan to get all of these closed and then just one loan to pay off through your regular provider. Don't forget your KiwiSaver, such a great way to get your first deposit. Bump up your weekly contributions to the max and before you know it, you're a good way towards a deposit. Once again, the importance of using professionals to manage your investment is the key to success. Mortgage brokers, financial advisors, lawyers, insurance brokers, building inspectors, all to ensure you get the best investment for the best price, then a reputable property manager to manage and look after the investment from then on is the key. Now, as we approach the end of the year, we are on the hunt for some great guests for 2023. So if you work in the property investment landscape in any way, we would love to hear from you. Or perhaps you have a new exciting product that can be of benefit to the investment, landlord or property management space, please get in touch. We would also like to hear your questions. We have our legal beagles on standby to answer them. So if you're a tenant, landlord or potential investor with a question, get in touch by emailing us at propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. As always, our shows are played live on Planet FM in Auckland, 104.6 FM, and you can stream our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Thanks to Adam for editing today's show and to Matt for his work in publicity, along with the wonderful marketing team at Barfoot & Thompson for all their hard work and support. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you again soon on Property Matters.